Let's look at some of the points regarding its revelation. So we've discussed the name of Surah Al-Fatiha and various names to it. Let's look at the revelation. According to some scholars, it was revealed in Mecca, and this was stated by Ibn Abbas and other scholars as well. There is also a statement by other scholars, including Abu Hurairah, Mujahid. Mujahid is one of the most famous mufassir of the Qur'an, one of the most famous mufassir of the Qur'an during the period of the Tabi'un. This is why when you look at almost every tafsir book, they will quote Mujahid's name. I mean, Ibn Kathir, his tafsir is full of quotes from Mujahid radiallahu anhu. So Abu Hurairah, Mujahid and others have said that this surah was revealed in Medina. Now this is a third opinion. Other scholars have also said it was revealed twice, on two separate occasions, once in Mecca and once in Medina. And the first opinion, that it was revealed only in Mecca, this here is the opinion that the majority of scholars they've taken, and this was all based on an ayah in Surah Al-Hijr, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَاكَ سَبْعًا مِنَ الْمَثَانِ وَالْقُرْآنَ الْعَظِيمِ, that we have sent to you the seven often repeated verses. This is referring to Surah Fatiha. The point of reference here for this ayah is that Allah Azza wa Jal sent this ayah, and it is a Makki ayah. So that ayah in Surah Al-Hijr, it is ayah number 87 in Surah Al-Hijr. This is the ayah that refers that Surah Al-Fatiha is seven verses, and we'll come to that shortly. However, the ayah is a Makki ayah. So as a result, majority of scholars said that Surah Al-Fatiha is a Makki surah. In terms of its, this is what I like to call the composition of the surah. Okay, this is the discussion regarding the ayat of the surah itself. How many ayat do we have of Surah Al-Fatiha? Now, generally speaking, the most common opinion that is out in amongst the mufassirun, even the contemporary scholars as well, is that Surah Al-Fatiha consists of seven verses. Seven ayat or seven verses. Other scholars, including Amr ibn Ubaid radiallahu anhu, said that it consists of eight verses. Other scholars have said it is only six verses. But both of these opinions, that it's eight and six, they've been rejected amongst the majority of the scholars. And we'll come to some of their evidences shortly. And basically, what's really happened here, the reason why they've even differed in the first place is that these scholars differ whether Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is part of Surah Fatiha or not. So this is where the issue was. If Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is part of the verses of Surah Al-Fatiha, then it would lead to eight ayat. However, if Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is not part of Surah Fatiha, then it comes down to the ayah, ayah number 7 if you'd like. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. This ayah, غير المغضوب عليهم. Now this is where scholars differ whether this is one ayah or two. Is it going to be just غير المغضوب عليهم? That's one. وَلَا الضَّالِينَ, that's two. Why did they separate these two? It's because they both are talking about different subjects. One is talking about the Yahudi and the other is talking about the Nasara, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's anger on both categories. But the reason why it's separated is the sifa or the description of Allah's anger for both of them. And when we come to this ayah, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ, what does مَغْضُوبِ mean as versus the word ضَالِين versus the word misguidance. And we're going to talk about that in much greater detail inshallah when we get to that. So that just gives you a general synopsis. And as I mentioned to you, majority of scholars have taken the opinion that غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِين is one ayah. So as a result, Surah Al-Fatiha altogether, excluding Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, it is seven verses, and this is the opinion that the vast majority of scholars have taken. The evidence for it is the same ayah in Surah Al-Hijr. Allah Azza wa Jal says in Surah Al-Hijr, ayah number 87, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَاكَ when we have given you how many? سَبَعًا مِنَ الْمَثَانِ. Seven often repeated verses. So Allah Azza wa Jal Himself says سَبَعًا. But other scholars have said that it had referred to different things, which we will talk about as we continue with our tafsir. In terms of the words, Surah Fatiha consists of 25 words and 113 letters. 25 words and 113 letters. When you hear that, it's important, brothers and sisters, to really allow a statement or a figure or a statistic like that to tap into your hearts. Because of the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, that a person who recites just one ayah, as a matter of fact, one letter of the Qur'an, they get the reward equivalent to 10 rewards or 10 hasanat. And imagine just reciting only Surah Al-Fatiha. In addition to that, reciting the entire Qur'an. Nobody is able to actually put a figure of how much reward you get for reciting the entire Qur'an. In addition to that, some of the scholars even have stated, because Surah Al-Fatiha has so much specific references to it in the Qur'an, that there are special rewards that you will receive by reciting Surah Al-Fatiha that you wouldn't receive by reciting other surahs of the Qur'an. And so this here, it brings a lot of things into perspective. Because what that tells you is that there is a possibility that even in the Akhirah, Surah Al-Fatiha will elevate us more so than other surahs of the Qur'an. Which is a very, very interesting point that some of the Mufassirun, including Al-Imam Al-Qurtubi rahimahullah, he mentions in his tafsir, and he gives an ishara, he gives sort of a little guide or a little taste of this particular point. But there isn't much that's said about it in terms of what the scholars have explained. How does Surah Al-Fatiha elevate you more so than the other surahs on the Akhirah? But it's just nice to throw it out, it's nice to think about in terms of when we study the blessings and how profound this one particular surah is.